Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. Do it every week, and welcome wherever you may be. Glad to have you here listening to this. WirelessWednesday.live is where you can catch up with all the things that Rick is covering during the week. And Rick, it is back to school. It is an interesting time for a lot of big metro areas, including the one we live in, Atlanta. Traffic gets going a little bit, but there's a lot of new technologies each year that surround back to school, and we're going to talk about some of that today.
Yeah, we did not have this technology, Sully, when you and I were heading back to school back in the day. We had a trapper keeper and some pencils, so the kids these days are pretty lucky.
Yeah, we had three-ring binders and a drop-off at the bus stop. It's a little different now. But let's start off by talking about the smart seat. People in school are going to spend a lot of time sitting down. Depending upon what you do for work, you might be spending a lot of time sitting down. But it's time to rethink how much time we spend sitting, and can we do it a little better to help preserve our body?
Yeah, so a $50 device, the smart seat. And it really does kind of help you with your posture and help you with some comfort while you're sitting for long periods of time. So we all know that common cross-leg seating position doesn't do a heck of a lot of good for you. So the smart seat improves posture, lifts and lightens your upper body, energizes breathing, and activates your core. So 30 minutes a day on this will help. So it's just a little like, kind of foam inserts for your chair, really easy to use. They're phenomenal, actually. So I recommend this for people that are sitting for either short or extended periods of time.
Stick them in your backpack right next to the trapper keeper when you have to go and listen to that long lecture on that subject that you're not really interested in. But, yeah, it could be a very good investment. And another great investment that might be good for somebody who's getting into podcasting, but also somebody who has to record perhaps a lecture or wants to take notes of some flavor whenever that comes up, be it at work or school. Something from Zoom, the H1N, they've made a lot of advances to this product over the years, too.
They really have. This is a current generation of this product. There's nothing worse than recording a lecture, Sully, and then getting back home and you want to transcribe it or listen to it, and you hear all that background noise, or the teacher sounds like the Charlie Brown teacher. So this is a really good, really high-end recordings, and you can kind of boost it whichever way you want. One-touch controls, distortion-free, and yes, a lot of students and class projects that involve starting podcasts. This would be perfect to get started with that. So a little over $100, but well worth the investment.
All right, next up, the Catalyst Impact smartphone case. Rick, I am a believer in having a cell phone case. I see people walking around without cases on their phones, and I'm like, that is a big investment to be walking around with and not have it protected appropriately.
Yeah, we've been saying for a long time our lives are on our smartphones. So $40, great price, very protective case for your iPhone, or they have a bunch of different phones available from Catalyst. Catalyst really one of my favorite companies when it comes actually to protecting your cases for your phones, your tablets. Will drop proof up to about 10 feet, and you know, if you're getting your kid a smartphone heading to school, you want to definitely protect that investment. So start with looking at a Catalyst case. You won't be sorry.
All right, next up, the Alcatel 1X and 3V smartphones. You are fascinated with smartphones, and you try out and get to see a lot of different ones. I'm curious as to what you thought about this, because for you to get talking about something, it does kind of have to impress you a little bit.
I'm fascinated by smartphones, Sully, that are kind of the unique, off-the-wall, maybe your off-brand smartphones, because I think there's definitely some value in those. And Alcatel, again, for people maybe giving their kids their first smartphone heading off to school, you can get now a Android phone for $99. So this is not locked in any contract. You just get your service with this, bring this phone and get your service. A lot of great features on these phones, easy to use. Like I said, you might pay $1,000 for an iPhone that might get lost in 2 months. So take a look at these Alcatel Android phones, and whether you're on a budget or not, it's definitely a great value.
Pretty sharp-looking phone, too. I mean, it's amazing, Rick. You know, only, you know, 5 and 10 years ago, we didn't have the types of phones that we do now. We have come an awful long way, haven't we?
Yeah, the phones smartphones in this country, business is pretty mature. They're not really making bad phones anymore. There's some phones that have different features than others. But if you're looking for just a basic phone that does quite a bit and has really good storage, really good screen display on it, take a look at these Alcatel.
All right, I'm a little bit embarrassed to talk about this next product, and that is the Gecko Stick Flexible Selfie Stick. Rick, I know that there are probably some incredible, noble applications for the use of this product, but I have to tell you, the selfie stick craze a few years ago kind of scared me. I'm glad that I didn't participate. Talk about how this could be used and how it might benefit us.
Well, my wife's a teacher, and from what I see, even at her level, they have things that involve photography or involve a picture taking sometimes with class projects. So this is more than just a selfie stick. This is a selfie stick that's flexible, can bend to any angle, wrap around objects, and even make a desktop stand for it. So for people that are looking to take still pictures, this is a selfie stick that can be turned into a tripod or a lot of different things. $20, comes in different colors. And it really holds your device securely, too. It mounts in there very nicely. So it works just about with any type of phone, too. So really durable and a lot of versatility with this product for $20.
And out of all the products that we've spoken about today, yes, it is indeed the most affordable. Well, let's try not to be vain with it while we're out there at the football game taking selfies or walking around Piedmont Park, because it just looks a little awkward, and I think that it always kind of will. Anyway,
I was wondering, Sully, with all the photography you take, are you using a tripod or something of any type, or are you just taking it with your hand? They're really good.
Most of the pictures that I take are just on my iPhone. I did just buy a little DSLR Nikon D5600 recently, so I'm going to get to experimenting with that and just kind of get familiar with some of the features, maybe take my photography to the next level, because it really is just a fun and enjoyable hobby, as it is for so many.
I enjoy following what you take pictures of, Sully. So
well,
good deal.
Enjoy following what you do, too, and you're on Twitter and Instagram as well, but this week and the last several days, in fact, you've been at the BB&T Atlanta Open, huge event, a huge tennis event in this country. What's been happening over at Atlantic Station this year so far?
Well, as usual, John Isner, the four-time champ, he's advanced to the semifinals. We have semifinals Saturday, final Sunday, and then I get to come home from Midtown, so back up to the Roswell Woodstock area on Monday. So looking forward to that, but still some tickets available and still some tennis to be played.
BBTAtlantaOpen.com, and it's time now for our weekly bird update. Both of us are fascinated with bird. What's the bird update from you this week?
Well, spending the week down in Midtown, I've seen lots of birds. I saw my first bird wipeout. Someone that didn't anticipate the curb being in their way, but I think the bird was and the gentleman on it were okay. But the funny bird story of the week, Sully, someone posted on Twitter from Midtown this week that somebody took a bird to a thrift shop and parked it outside, and it was near where the donations are made, and somebody thought the bird was a donation, brought it inside the store, and within an hour it was on the sales floor with a price tag of $10 on it.
That is pretty amazing. I saw that too. I don't know if you saw this. Moving, the yellow bikes, the MUVING, Moving, they are packed up and leaving Atlanta after only a month of being here.
I think we talked about them, and they packed up. So we didn't do them any services, I guess.
We have to work on our power and influence, Rick. We didn't help them out in the way that we wished.
Nope, a lot of birds down here in Midtown, a lot of limes. I see the scooters are definitely prevalent. I think that's the way it's going to go. These little scooters are really handy for a lot of people.
I think so. Well, always good to catch up. Hope folks will give you a follow on Twitter. Rick Roswell, the handle for you on Twitter. And then wirelesswednesday.live is where folks can catch up with you during the week. Always appreciate the time, and good to talk about some back-to-school tech that we can use, not just in school, but everywhere.
I'll be at a fun place coming to you from next week, Sully, where we can relive our childhood a little bit. That's all I'll tell you.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, my man.
Thanks, Sully.